All right, 1380 WPHM. It is Friday morning. St. Clair County Board of Commissioners met last night, and joining us right now is the Commission Chair, Jeff Boehm. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us this morning. So let's talk a little bit about one of the premier pieces of property, real estate in Port Huron, and that is the Art Van building in downtown Port Huron. What's going on with that?
Yeah, we just last night gave our county administrator direction to move forward to bring back some options to A, either sell, B, look at development opportunities. Carrie's going to come back in a couple weeks and let us know what her thoughts are as far as the best way to move forward. You know, myself, and this is just me, you know, personally, is when you look at buildings like this, especially that particular building located right in downtown, when we purchased that building, you know, however many years ago, downtown was somewhat of a ghost town still at the time, you know, and we had purchased it, and there was different conversations. You know, being in the proximity of the college's or the county's campus, yeah. I mean, obviously it's right there, being able to buy half a city block. So it was inviting to us. One of our Blue Meets Green priorities at the time was a covered pavilion amphitheater mm-hmm. in downtown,
sure.
and half of that building had lent itself to that. So we kind of went down that path at the time from a county's level. At the same time, the city, and you know, this isn't throwing any stones by any stretch, the city was not financially sound at that time to be able to really mm-hmm. participate in anything, you know. So it kind of went on the back burner. Conversations got resurrected again recently with, you know, James Reed and the city council.
Sure, he's drawn up some plans of what he would like to see potentially happen.
Actually, there. James borrowed all the county's plans, just for the record.
But the plans are out there, though, and he pulls them out once in a while.
Oh, yeah,
and says,
oh, yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah, yeah. No,
sure.
So, it's been a great partnership with the city of Port Huron. The city of Port Huron is in a lot different shape today financially than they were
True.
Back then.
Yeah.
Okay. So now the next piece of this becomes, where do we look at, you know, between the county and city and perhaps working with a private developer to get it back on the tax rolls, to sit down and have those conversations as far as what can it be?
Right.
And I look at this as a situation like with the convention center, you know, private partner, public-private mm-hmm. partnership. These take time to put together, make it no mistake. We were very involved in the Inn on Water Street. The county's been super involved in the St. Clair Inn project. And what happens, and you say, how does a county get involved in
right.
these private developments? These things are like acronym soup when you sit there. You have the DEQ, which is now EGLE. You have historical tax credits. You have brownfields. You mm-hmm. have TIFs. You
right.
have all these different mechanisms to maneuver, and they're extremely difficult to put together. And we're able to lend a lot of support to those types of things. Then you bring the MEDC in, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, which has participated in a lot mm-hmm. of things here in Port Huron. So really being able to sit down with everybody, what's highest and best use, what makes sense now, partnering up perhaps, if the private developer wants to come in, write the check, and move forward, you know, fine and dandy. Be quite honest, that doesn't happen all the time today in old,
sure,
obsolete.
Developers are always looking for whatever help they can get. And let's face it, there have been major projects in major cities, I'm thinking baseball stadiums and things like that, hockey arenas, where, you know, the criticism has been, look at how all the money that the city, county, state is shelling out for this. What are they getting in return?
Yeah, no, I mean,
a smaller
if you point
scale,
Detroit, yeah, and you're talking hundreds of millions
sure,
of dollars versus at least with some of the things, with some of the TIF district
yep.
actually already being formed in downtown Port Huron. This building is inside of the TIF district, which is a tax capture alternative that the city could use for increased values for some improvements, those types of things, along with the county. I know it's one of those private sector, let them take care of everything. But I'm going to tell you, I have been in multiple meetings with developers. And if you think somebody's just coming in, buying an old, dilapidated building and not asking for some type of assistance in some of these things, forget it. It doesn't
yeah.
happen,
right.
you know. And that's why the brownfield tools are in place, because years ago, these downtowns didn't have any, you know, incentive types of things, and malls were built and this type of stuff, and really have, and this isn't just Port Huron, but small town, you know, downtown USA in Michigan, they've been sucked dry, right? So these tools have been put in place by the state of Michigan for a lot of redevelopment activities to happen. So ultimately, we want to go out and see what comes. It might be something great out there. There might be nothing.
Has anybody come sniffing around the Art Van building?
We've had a lot of activity in the last year just because downtown's full. Lofts are full capacity. When we bought the building back in 11 or 12, whatever the year was, you could have bought that and a whole bunch of other stuff downtown at the time. It's a great problem to have. We'd like to get it back on the tax rolls, you know, for sure. And there again, highest and best use. If we just went to the street and just sold it to whomever came along, there may be a use that's not consistent with what you would want in the downtown area. And from the county's end, I would not do that because our relationships with the city and all of our other stakeholders with I'll probably look to my Blue Meets Green group to pull some people in from that. I mean, we work on a lot of regional stuff and run it through those guys and see see what happens. And
what's your
forward.
Idea? I obviously, you don't get alone to decide what happens there, but you know what kind of thing would you like to see?
We talked about that on Wednesday when I came in just as a little pre stuff. And I'm a big entertainment guy. I'm very involved in our offshore powerboat races in St. Clair. One of the ones working with our Blue Water Offshore Group to bring in the entertainment partners to take that event to the next level. We looked at doing some stuff at Goodells County Park before I traveled out to a large event out in Oklahoma called Rocklahoma, which is these large outdoor music festivals. Actually brought the groups in because I just think even on the smaller scale, I was up here a few Thursdays ago for the Eagles tribute band.
Oh, yeah, Rock of the Rivers.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of people downtown.
Absolutely.
You know, so these entertainment things like that, which don't necessarily cost a lot of money, but, boy, can sure drive some traffic into your areas. Two Sundays ago, I was in St. Clair. They had a band playing down there. We had a ribbon cutting. We walked over to the mall afterwards.
Yeah.
Boy, if there wasn't 300 to 500 people hanging out there. That's kind of my cup of tea. I know mine's not, everybody's cup of tea per se, but I look at traffic as money and, what things can you do to drive traffic for a fairly reasonable price and,
You mentioned St. Clair. What's going on with the inn these days down there?
So St. Clair's moving well. Kind of the secondary ancillary things are happening now. Last night, the St. Clair City Council moved to pass brownfield on the old middle school. So not only do you have the St. Clair Inn, which is $40 million, and it's unbelievable what's going on down there. Now you have a middle school component, which ultimately becomes necessary to service the St. Clair Inn. They're going to be putting their cafeteria in there for all the baked goods, which they're going to be using for not just St. Clair Inn, but the Harrington Inn. You just don't even think about how much stuff you need to store, right? St. Clair Inn is 20,000 square foot larger than the old middle school in St. Clair.
Wow.
Right now, if you go there, it's full of everything that needs to go into the St. Clair Inn, furnishing and carpeting places chucked full of stuff.
I bet.
So you start those back of the house, types of things.
Yeah.
Off-site parking for employees, employee changing rooms where they'll get shuttle them down, some of the valet services. Housing components, one of the things, affordable housing, it's one of the things we talk about, Yes, it'll be available to people that can rent, but I think a big focus of it, let's face it, if you're a young college kid that's getting out and you're getting started, and if you have, majority of these kids have some type of debt, you cannot afford a lot of living expenses, and you can be a top talent. So some of this affordable housing, to be able to live there, to be able to work at the end, to cut your teeth doing that, I mean, it gives a lot of, there's a lot of possibilities. And we're talking 300-plus employees. Somebody had asked that question last night at City Council, St. Clair, and, basically the kids worked there back in the day. So, you had a lot of that, but you had 115 was max employment.
Right.
This is St. Clair times three.
Yeah.
This is St. Clair on steroids, as I always call it.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, to be able to go, I already know some of the people that they're bringing in, some of the top-of-the-line people they're bringing, they're going to the Chicago's, they're going to the New York's. So, I mean, they are bringing in top-notch stuff to this project.
It's got to find the guests to come and stay in the rooms and
5.4 million people. You've all asked me that question a bunch, Paul. How do we tell that story? Yeah. How do we get that? We're doing a much better job of telling our story, I think, and with some of your connections that you actually put us in touch with. But that's, we need to get that 5.4 million people live 2 hours away from here. That doesn't include Canada. Canada make you 23rd largest state in the country.
Shout out from
more population than South Carolina, Alabama, Louisiana.
Yeah,
I sound like a broken record ever since I heard that statistic.
It's astounding, really, when you think about it. Yeah. Because we think Port Huron, St. Clair County, small town. It's true, but there are a lot of people nearby that we can
serve. I got an opportunity to go to an event with Rick, one of the owners of the St. Clair, and it was over at Freedom Hill. It was called Cigars and Cars, right?
Okay, yeah.
A lot of Oakland County, a lot of Macomb County people, and I introduced him to a bunch of people, and I'm telling you, everybody knew about the St. Clair Inn.
Yeah.
Everybody had been there, had an association with it, and just can't wait till the thing reopens to see it.
I mean, Highly anticipated.
Yeah.
Huge. Good stuff. Jeff, always appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you.
St. Clair County Board of Commissioners Chairman Jeff Bohm with us this morning on 1380 WPHM.